I put a little addendum. I put a little addendum after him stroke her. And I love the fact that it is a God of our own understanding. To kind of sum up stuff, I mean, my problem, and I think a common problem with everyone is a lack of power. And this journey towards making this decision to turn my will is 8 or 9 weeks spent on step one, and then more significant time spent on step two. Which brings me to this a decision of our own will, you know. And that's what really resonates with me as well in this, my own spiritual journey, where I understand it is my decision to turn my will over. I would do this on a daily basis. My spiritual malady of mind, body, and spirit syncs itself up many, many times during the day, potentially, or certainly it's something I practice through prayer and meditation, this demonstration that I believe. When I talk about lack of power, what I understand from old ways for me was where I thought I was in charge, where, a huge degree of self-centeredness was always the root of my problem. And when I'm spiritually aligned, I have a feeling that there's abundance in my life, that that I'm grateful for so many things. When I'm self-centered, I feel I haven't got enough, or I engage in comparative behavior where I see what others have and what I don't, or what others, how others are better than me. And, my lack of self will manifest itself. This journey, this spiritual journey, this relationship with God has given me so many gifts. A huge one, I'd have to say, is how to deal with fear. I was listening to a speaker tape earlier today. One of the speakers I love, Mark H, I'm sure many of you have listened to him. He was talking with incredible humility for someone who I think is such a hero of mine in recovery. But he just talks about how he wakes up in the morning and fear just follows him around. It feels good to know that there's that me too, feeling. And, when faith replaces fear, as it says in the book, this isn't a constant thing for me. This requires practice. I would compare it to weight training or something like that. It's where you're building a muscle. It's where, I talk about making that decision to turn my will over. For me, how I demonstrate that is, like I said earlier, is prayer meditation. And that's, for me, that's what weight training is. That's what, where, like, I have, I would use some parts of the book, 86 to 88, and I would have, quite a few prayers that I would repeat, and I would say. And one thing, just to share that on my part, the last, 2 years now have been, I would say, the most challenging of my life. But I gotta say the step work, and I haven't gone through the steps. I think I've gone through the steps 3 or 4 times now. Has built a foundation of the ability to access my higher power, the ability to access God, the ability to deal with what's come my way, to the ability to deal with the fears that ensue with quite a few challenges that have come into my life. I want to share a couple of examples of that because I think hopefully that inspires others as it did me. I have a constant challenge in my life in that my mum has been very, very ill for maybe 18 months now. And it is one thing literally after the other. She has had just chronic severe pain due to a hip, then it went into her back. And then in 2019, we nearly lost her. She went into a coma for nearly a week. And, you know, like what I want to share is I had incredible fear attached to these experiences, but also such a gift of God's presence and the inspiration that comes from those that presence and the gift of being able to be of service. I remember when my mum began to wake up from her coma, you know, I had, and this is what I mean by that constant, and it is for me a realignment in my relationship with God, because my agnosticism is often present, and it's how I deal with that. That toggle between agnosticism and faith, and it's just that for me is an element of step three. It's that making a decision to turn our will and our lives over is and the humility that it takes to admit powerlessness is such a precious gift and such a precious lesson for me. And what I mean is that, for example, when my mom woke up from the coma, beforehand I fell to pieces. Those couple of days were some of the worst of my life. And, you know, I found myself being so angry at God. I share that I heard Mark H say the same thing, that, you know, we're human. It's not, you know, it's not just this feeling of, you know, of beauty and inner peace and serenity all the time. Life is wonderful, but it can also be difficult and challenging. And there is a blessing in every experience, I find. What I found after my mum woke up was I had such a feeling in those months beforehand. I had experienced my life falling upside down. I had gone bankrupt in a couple of businesses I owned, and I found myself relocating from Austria to Ireland to living again in the box room I grew up in my parents' house. And I had tremendous feelings of self-pity and all sorts of stuff like that, and big challenges to my self-esteem and my sense of identity and all this. And mum getting sick, and then the fear of losing her, and then her coming back to us as such, the feeling of gratitude and abundance was that she was back in our lives, that she was alive. And the gift was, for example, that my dad was too old to be a carer. So at this stage, it was just where the lockdown started in Ireland in 2019, March or April, when we got her out of hospital. And to cut a long story short, she was really, really vulnerable in hospital. COVID was everywhere. So we had her released early, and I had the blessing that I was able to be her carer, to nurse her back to life. And like what I'm sharing is just that there's this duality of abject fear and of this immense gratitude. And it's okay to feel angry towards God. I understand that this is, you know, this is a journey towards a closer relationship. And I think that's a gift of this program, not just my relationship with God, but where in other relationships where I'm able to share honestly how I feel about something or about someone, and that rigorous honesty is generally received in a way that if we use that to understand each other better, we become closer. And that, for example, my relationship with my God, with God as I understand, I believe God is a her, as I understand her, became closer. And you know, so many challenges happened after that. My mom, you know, you know, huge health problems. Subsequently, she now has breast cancer. She had a mastectomy, and then they found more. It was invasive, so they found more cancer in her lymph nodes. And we're on a constant journey. We got great news day before yesterday that subsequent lymph nodes didn't have cancer. So she goes to a course of chemotherapy now. But the reason I'm giving these details is that each element of this experience, I used God. I used this experience of step three, where, like, for example, part of my prayer and meditation is where, you know, I don't know if you guys read page 86 to 88 often, it's where during the course of the day, I pause, you know, when agitated or doubtful, and I ask for right thought or action. And I found myself, like, when it turned out mum had breast cancer and, you know, she had to have a mastectomy first. And I found, you know, relationships are very difficult, and I had some conflict, for example, with my father, and with, not as such with my daughters, but my daughters more or less stopped contact with my mom. And I found the first reaction of anger towards them. And then, you know, I talked to my mom about it. And she said, you know what, I understand how they feel. I feel very scared. And we had this amazing share between us of how fear was affecting how we feel and what we could do with it. And we kind of, you know, had a wee situation where we said, well, why don't me and you just try and maintain this positivity and say, for example, my dad and my daughters will be inspired by this, this, you know, our strength, if we can show strength and we can give them this, you know, we can help them in this way. And that's also so true of this program, that there is just this, you know, gift of the ability to understand service, the ability to, and you see what we discussed in that situation was, like, I had a friend when I was in our 20s who died from cancer, and she reached out to another friend and said, listen, tell Brian I'd love to see him. And it shames me to admit it, but I did not make contact. And I understand how my daughters were feeling, because they were just deeply scared by this idea of losing their grandmother, who they love tremendously. And I don't know if I'm making any sense, but this is where I have understood.
Brian, you got 1 minute left here.
Okay, thank you. I have understood where, you know, faith replaces fear. It happened the same. A dear friend of mine passed away a couple of months ago, and I had an opportunity to meet her for a day. I came to Austria, and it was very, very difficult and hugely inspiring, and an amazing experience to to say goodbye to someone that I loved and to overcome that fear. I remember coming up to our meeting time wanting to run away. And that's just what I mean about the strength of this faith, the power greater than me. And it's something that pervades through us and hopefully on to others. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian. So we will now open the meeting for sharing and for questions to anyone from anyone. Please limit your share to under 4 minutes. So when Andy puts up his phone, just sort of wrap it up at that point. And the topic for tonight's meeting is step three. If you have not done the work related to this topic, step three, as done through the Big Book Awakening, we ask that you limit your share to questions only. This is a Crossfire meeting. You can ask anyone a question or comment on anyone's share. If you're a newcomer to this meeting and to the Big Book Awakening, we will reserve some time at the end of the meeting for you to introduce yourself and share if you wish to, so that we can get to know you a little. And have we ended the recording, Andy? Okay, so Andy is